USA Radio News with John Hunt.
More than 600 of the nation's physicians sent a letter to President Trump this week calling the coronavirus shutdowns a mass casualty incident with exponentially growing negative health consequences to millions of non-COVID patients. Simone Gold, MD, an emergency medicine specialist in Los Angeles, said that downstream health effects are being massively underestimated and underreported. This is a magnitude of errors. She said suicide hotline phone calls have increased over 600%, and other silent casualties include 150,000 Americans per month who would have had new cancer detected through routine screenings. From missed cancer diagnoses to untreated heart attacks and strokes to the risk of increased suicides, they are alarmed at what appears to be a lack of consideration for the future of health patients. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The White House announced a travel ban with Brazil that will bar anyone from entering the United States who has been in that country for the prior 2 weeks. The ban will go into effect Thursday night, came as a number of confirmed coronavirus cases and deaths there surged. With more than 22,000 deaths and 347,000 cases, Brazil now ranks second in the world after the United States. The suspension includes several exemptions, including U.S. residents and spouses, siblings, and children of U.S. citizens. The coronavirus pandemic has crippled cities and crushed businesses from coast to coast. It's also costing drug traffickers millions of dollars because their methods of moving money are now compromised. Since the start of the crisis, federal drug agents in major U.S. hubs have seized substantially more illicit cash than usual amid statewide lockdowns that have disrupted the way the cartels do business. Bill Bodner, special agent, said their activities are easier to spot and are more apparent than they were just 3 months ago. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Puerto Rico continues to fight for U.S. statehood, and Wendy King has the details.
Puerto Rico Governor Wanda Vasquez announced she's holding a non-binding referendum in November to decide whether Puerto Rico should become a U.S. state. The move would require approval from Congress, the island's independent supporters, and members of the main opposition Popular Democratic Party supports the status quo. It's a gamble that the governor's pro-statehood party are confident will pay off, that Puerto Rico has struggled to obtain federal funding for Hurricanes Ima and Maria and the coronavirus pandemic. There are now growing complaints that the island doesn't receive fair and equal treatment. Puerto Ricans are still U.S. citizens but can't vote in the presidential elections. And while the island is exempt from U.S. federal income tax, it still pays Social Security and Medicare and local taxes and receives much less federal funding than U.S. states. Statehood would award Puerto Rico 2 senators and 5 representatives, but it's unlikely a Republican-controlled Congress would acknowledge the referendum because Puerto Rico tends to favor Democrats.
With just over a week to go before the official start of hurricane season, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration is warning of a very active season to come. The forecast from the Climate Prediction Center calls for a 60% chance of 13 to 19 named storms, where the normal is just 12. 6 to 10 of those could become hurricanes, and 3 to 6 major hurricanes are forecast. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.